In working with countless creative people during my career, I've found that they all follow one of two paths when starting a new project. In my experience, creative people either meticulously plan out every detail before getting started, or they jump in with both feet and figure it out as they go. Determining which type of person you are can save you untold hours, as well as needless difficulty and frustration. Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Queued Up Podcast on Podcasting with me, your host, Matthew Stevens from Queued Up Audio. Now, before we get started, I want to stress that neither one of these is better than the other. I've seen both types of people find massive success in their projects and their personal lives. However, each personality type does come with its own challenges that must be met. That's why it's so important to know which type of personality you are, so you can quickly get on the right path and make better content. This episode of the Queued Up Podcast on Podcasting is brought to you by Queued Up Audio. We're a full-service audio agency that specializes in podcasts and audiobooks. At Queued Up, we believe podcasts and audiobooks are an art form that deserve the dedication needed to make them shine. If you're interested in either starting a new podcast or audiobook, or you just want to take your project to the next level, go to mypodcastagency.com and get in contact with us today. Again, that is mypodcastagency.com. Let's first define the two personality types. I call them planners and movers. When it comes to starting a podcast, planners will determine their target audience, their competition, their hosting platform they're going to use, a list of guests they want to reach out to, the music and tone they want to use throughout the show, so on and so forth. Now, while all that information is great to have, and I truly believe that every podcaster should at least think of these things, planners also tend to take forever to actually produce something. There's a million reasons for this, but in speaking with the planners that I know, they've typically been more anxious and concerned about actually performing up to the standards they've set during their planning phase. They've envisioned something so well that they stress about executing that vision, which in turn makes it even harder to create. Now, on the other hand, movers have an idea and jump in with reckless abandon. Because they haven't planned much, if at all, their first episodes are often sloppier and can jump all over the place until they find what they like. So that time saved during the initial planning phase isn't really saved, just spread out over a bunch of episodes. Podcasts by movers can also require far more editing to make a cohesive finished product, and movers can fall into the trap of never knowing who their target audience is, seeing lower audience engagement and retention as a result. Like I said, neither of these personality traits is better than the other. Both have their own specific challenges, and of course, each has their own unique solutions too. While both types can produce amazing podcasts without ever once thinking about the personality type they are, let me tell you, it's a hell of a lot easier to put out consistently great content when you understand how you work and know how to work around your weak spots. For my movers out there, force yourself to put your idea down on paper in the form of a rough show playbook. That will include things like your target audience and the goal of your podcast, two things I truly believe you need to know to have a successful podcast. Then refer back to it when you're making decisions on your podcast to guide you in the right direction. For those planners, trust your process and trust yourself. You've written out and wrung your hands over every detail, so you know you've done it right. No matter if you're the host or not, get someone on the mic immediately and carry this podcast across the finish line. If you're concerned about being biased during the editing phases, bring on a production team like Queued Up Audio to help out. A production team like Queued Up Audio can help pull you out of that end of the process, allowing your initial vision to shine through. Now, I want everyone to sit down and really think about what type of personality they have. Figure out what difficulties you've had because of your creative process, and write down a few plans to combat those issues. That way, when you go to make another podcast or even another episode, you're working with your personality type instead of against it. Have fun, trust the processes, and trust yourself. Now go create some amazing podcasts and share them with us on Twitter at @QDUPAudio or with myself at @MatthewS_pod. Thank you very much for listening to the Queued Up Podcast on Podcasting. See you in 2 weeks.